All right, so Dennis Dimmick joins us now at Ag Issues 14 going on ahead of Commodity Classic here in San Antonio. And some of the things that, you know, we're talking about is a lot of food issues. And most of the time we wouldn't think necessarily that National Geographic would hone back in on this a little bit. But you guys are starting to do some different things.
Well, we've actually, as one thing I showed in my talk today, we've actually been covering food issues for a very long time. Actually, the first piece I worked on was in 95 on sustainable agriculture. I've done food safety, GMOs, and this project that we're doing this year is actually, starts in May, runs to December. It's asked this question: how are we going to feed 9 billion people mid-century and beyond? I think we have to say and beyond, because just because you solve it for 2050 doesn't help you later. So we're just really trying to, what we're trying to do is to lay out the structure and the architecture of world agriculture, what it takes to grow the food that we all rely upon and often take for granted. And what we're also trying to do is to help reconnect people to the food that they eat. Where does food come from? And if you don't know where it is, you ought to.
One of the things that I think is interesting and something that you pointed out was, you know, we're so many generations removed from the farm. You grew up on a farm. I grew up on a farm, but I don't live on it any longer.
No, we don't. And yet at the same time, there's a desperate need to try to recreate that connection to that whole production side of where food comes from. So even if you or I don't continue to live on a farm, I have a brother who lives on a farm, I think it's important to try to help. We can play a role of recreating that picture, taking people to where food is grown, helping them understand what it takes to make it happen. So even if we're not, you and I ourselves aren't living on those farms, we can actually, both of us, use our knowledge of agriculture to help connect those dots that a lot of people have no idea what dots there are to connect.
Let's talk a little bit about some of those dots that you're talking about. One of them, one of the slides that you presented was the parts of a chicken. Now, my family has raised chickens before. Good friends of mine raise chickens now. It's kind of become a hobby for a lot of folks, but let's talk about that a little bit.
I don't think there's a lot of people who know what the parts of a chicken are. There might be a few who are hobby hen farmers in those cities that allow them to raise hens, but you need to understand also that our magazine has a domestic U.S. circulation of about 4.5 million. I doubt there's a very large percentage of that readership who raises chickens. So there's really actually, I think what we're really trying to do is introduce a bit of whimsy and fun, get away from sort of food and agriculture as medicine as a graduate class at university, right? It's to try to like, oh, I had no idea. I didn't know that's where a chicken thigh came from, that kind of thing.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that because, you know, like I said, growing up on the farm and we did a lot of that and, you know, learned it that way. But a lot of my friends never knew how to do those things. So what are some other things folks can look forward to in this new series?
We'll be doing a story on aquaculture. How can we farm the sea? We're going to look at malnutrition in America, why that is, and possibly what can be done in terms of perhaps policy to help change that. We'll be looking at genetic advancements in crop productivity. We'll be looking at the role of evolution of diet and how that has gone over the centuries and what we can learn from those transitions, and ask the question, is the diet we're eating the diet that we're most suited to? We'll also look at the role of food in society as the binding ritual. Food is the thing that binds us together when children are born, people are married, people die. What is it that we all do? We all gather around a table, right? And we share food. And so we're trying to create a series that goes beyond just facts and knowledge, we're also trying to help weave in some rich cultural dimensions so that people, so we're trying to sort of do bank shots into some of these issues so that people can be surprised about what we're presenting them.
So, Dennis, when can folks start expecting to see this come out and be published?
Okay, the first article in the series will appear in the May issue of National Geographic. That's the cover date. Typically, these things go online the 15th of the month before. So April 15th was, if for those of you out there in the digital world, look on our website about noon on April 15th, and you should see the first installment.
I appreciate your time so much. I'm Leah Guffey at Ag Issues 2014 in San Antonio.